Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Tuesday, August 16th, and here are your top stories. First, the top 10 restaurant chains in the U.S. by average unit volume. In this gallery, see the 10 restaurant chains in the 2022 top 500 with the highest average unit volumes. Second, NRN editors discuss Wendy's and Sweetgreen earnings, plus Chipotle's $20 million settlement. And hear from Matt Harding, executive chef at Piatta Italian Street Food, on the chain's future. Third, the case of Burger King's mysterious blank order emails. Recipients remain baffled by the brand's early morning missives. Fourth, Panera appoints JAB executive Conrad Meyer as CFO. Meyer is replacing Ted Stedham as CFO of Panera Brands Inc., which includes Panera Bread, Caribou Coffee, and Einstein Bros. Bagels. Fifth, how Miami-based Pincho is leveraging tech and loyalty to ramp up growth. The emerging fast casual CEO shares insights into growth journey and will share more at Create. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. The annual Top 500 report brought to you by Nation's Restaurant News and Data Essentials Firefly is a comprehensive report of the top restaurant companies, ranked by things like sales and unit count. It's also ranked by AUV, or average unit volume. Last week, managing editor Leanne Zinsmeister took a deep dive into that data, and she's on the show today with a few select nuggets. For the full list, head to nrn.com/2022 top 500.
So something interesting about our top 500 report, which comes out every June, is that obviously we rank the top 500 restaurant companies by sales, but we also include a lot of data on unit count and AUVs, or average unit volumes. And then throughout the year, we look at all the different data in different ways because there are always so many interesting things you can learn from this report. So last week, I took a look at the 10 restaurant brands with the highest average unit volumes for 2021.
So what makes these 10 brands stand out amongst the crowd?
Sure. So one interesting thing is that of these 10 brands with the highest AUVs, all 10 had AUV growth from the year before. So not only are these brands doing strong AUVs, but they're also growing their AUVs year over year, which is quite an accomplishment. One brand, Fogo de Chão, almost doubled its AUV growth year over year. The growth was something like 91%. It was in the 90s. Which is incredible. 9 of these 10 brands were casual dining chains, which is to be expected. Of course, you're going to have higher tickets at casual dining chains than at others. But there was one fast casual brand on the list, and that was Portillo's. It is frequently high on the AUV rankings. Portillo's has a larger footprint at all of its units than most fast casual brands do. So you can have more consumers in your restaurant, which will lead to higher AUVs. They've also been leaning during the pandemic really hard into omni-channel, multi-channel off-premises. So you can get your food any which way from a Portillo's. They had drive-throughs. You can go in the store. They're opening units with 2 and even 3 drive-through lanes. You can order online and pick it up. You can have it delivered. They use third-party delivery, but they also have in-house delivery people. So that strategy is really paying off for Portillo's, making it the only limited service brand in the top 10 by AUVs.
There was a dip in one of these brands for unit growth. Can we talk about that and how some other elements may be impacted outside of phenomenal AUV growth?
Because AUVs are, you know, a calculation, you're not necessarily going to be performing strong across the board just because you have strong AUVs. Like I said, all these brands are growing AUVs, which is an accomplishment. One brand on this list has fewer units than it did the year prior, which, while those two things don't necessarily correlate, frequently, if you're struggling in one area, you will be struggling in others. But this company, Legal Seafoods, this brand, Legal Seafoods, had 32% decline in units in 2021, but its AUVs were up more than 10%. So This is something that we saw a lot of throughout the top 500. Actually, our senior editor, Joanna Fantozzi, did a great feature on AUVs last year, and she found that almost one-fifth of chains, so almost 100, grew their AUVs last year while shrinking or stagnating unit counts. So this is a trend across the board. And in the top 10, we just see it with legal seafoods. But the way that restaurants are doing this is, like Portillo's, just leaning really hard into technology, delivery. Virtual brands can be great for AUVs. Even if you have physically less space, you can still put out more food than ever. So that is a trend across the board. Just the more ways that you can get food out to consumers, the more you can grow your AUVs, even if you have less physical space than you did before.
Anything interesting from the numbers you can report back to us?
Two companies are new to the top 10 by AUVs this year. One of them is Legal Seafoods, and the other one is Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. Dave & Buster's and Seasons 52 fell out of the top 10 by AUVs, but are still ranked pretty high, but I'm not going to give the rest away.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. In the meantime, stay up to date with your news on NRN.com and read the full Top 500 report at NRN.com/2022 Top 500.